So, good morning. Our message today is the courage to grow beyond what was. The courage to grow beyond what was. And you know, the courage to grow beyond what was is the moment the soul stops negotiating those old stories that run around in your mind. It's the holy instant when we remember, I am not here to repeat, I am here to unfold. Don't you like that? We're here to unfold. Our lessons that we're moving through, we're unfolding. I like that terminology better than say, oh, I'm moving through. I am unfolding. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, from the book Lessons in Truth, how many are familiar with it? Okay, good, because in a couple months I'm going to bring it back and we're going to study a few of the lessons. But what I want to clarify a little bit for us, so that when I throw the terminology out, soul, you'll know where I'm coming from with that. And thank you, Deborah, for that song. That was right on time. Everything works together. Right. So, a little bit about the soul. This is from the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary and the book Lessons in Truth. Soul is both conscious and subconscious. Now, when we talk about conscious, we're talking about what? Everything that we're aware of. Yeah. And when we talk about subconscious, you know, that stuff you may have buried deep within you, your memory bank, your storage bin, well, that's that subconscious. Soul is, they're not separate. Soul is the entire mind. Our thinking is carried on through the conscious phase of mind, which is our intellect, that's everything we know about, and the feeling and the subconscious phase of mind. And in the book it says sometimes it's referred as the heart. So when we really get a feeling for something and hold that dear to that, that's coming from the heart. So to grow is to what? It's not to escape from the past. It's to transcend it. That's another word. Hey, we got two today. Unfolding and transcending. What else do we need? That sums it up, doesn't it? I can go home. Charles Fillmore, if he were here, I imagine he would say that the courage to grow, and courage is the activation of the strength faculty. A couple of months ago, we talked about strength. Strength is that staying power. It's not so much using this muscle, but it's using that muscle inside, that staying power, that awareness. The spiritual power, strength is the spiritual power that anchors us, another good word, anchors us in truth, even when the appearances show different. Are you still with me? All right, we're good. So, in terms of this lesson today, I want you to think about three things. What was represents patterns, identities, and narratives formed from the realm of appearances. All the stuff we've taken in that we see, you know, that's in the past. That's what was. What is represents the divine ideas pressing to express through us right here, right now. God is here. Spirit is here. I like to think about Holy Spirit, which is the activity of God moving in and through me, spurring me on. Spurring me on to those high heights. So what is represents that? And what will be? What will be is shaped the moment we say yes to the Christ within us. The moment we surrender to our inner divinity. The moment we say, yes, God, this is mine to do, and you are here to help me do it. So Spirit is urging us to expand our capacity for good. Not stay stagnant. It's encouraging us to open up. It's not optional, as we may think. Growth is not optional. You're going to grow. It's not optional. It's an impulse that's in you. It's a desire that's in you. It says something that's in you that's saying, I ought to, but don't let it just sit there. Do. Do. So, 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Now we all have Christ in us, right? But I'm taking this to mean when I become aware of the power that's within me, when I become aware of the magnitude of thinking of that divinity, when I become aware, one presence, one power, no matter what the appearance is saying, oh wow, I'm a new creation. That Christ is awakened in me. At Christmas we say born, but it's already there. I like to think of it as awakening in me, because I'm coming into the awareness of how great I am. Yeah, I can boast, and you can boast too, because in you is that spark, well, that bonfire of divinity when you let it grow. When you let it grow, when you open up, when you say yes, yes. Let's all say that now. Yes, yes. Yes. Yes to the Christ within. So, a new creation is not a future event. It's not a future event. It's present, right here now, awaiting recognition. You are that. It's what is. And that what is right here, right now. So, there comes a moment when the soul whispers, you have outgrown the version of you you once needed. You have outgrown the version of you you once needed. Sometimes we get stuck back in those old stories, don't we? But you have outgrown that. And there comes a moment when the Spirit in you says, do not shrink to fit the memory of who you were. We're not meant to be small. We're not meant to shrink. We're meant to grow. We're giants in Christ. We're giants in Christ. Believe it or not, you are being called to a larger life. A life that matches your spiritual desire. What are you desiring spiritually this morning? What is it that's in you that's saying, this is what I want? you are being called to be that, and not your past conditions, but whatever your heart is desiring in this moment, right here, right now. Now, we all come here for Sunday lessons, right? Some come for classes, right? If I'm wrong, tell me. Some come for classes, you know, and then some come for prayer and meditation, to have that quiet time, to come together in that light consciousness. We're thirsty for this truth that sets us free, or we would not be here today. You know, it felt good this morning to wake up and there was a little slight breeze coming in the window. I haven't turned air on yet. I still like to enjoy the breeze. A slight breeze coming in the window. Yeah. Just made my bed up, some fresh sheets, and turn it over and get snuggling down until I realized, whoa, it's Sunday. But we come because we're thirsty for this truth. We come because this is our season to stretch and to rise and to trust the inner spirit that is within us that refuses to be quiet. You know, the more we study that something within us, it won't let us be at rest when we don't want to do, right? When we want to do the opposite of what we know we should do. That spirit in us says, hey, you're greater than that. You're greater than that petty party that you may want to do right here, right now. You're wonderful. You have that spark within you, and I'm gonna light it up. And I love that. And I jump out of bed and I go about my day, knowing that one presence and that one power wants me to stretch. This is my season. This is my time to rise. And this is your season. And this is your time to rise. Yeah, I tell people our numbers may not be great as some of the mega churches, but oh my, our consciousness is so high, sometimes we walk out of here walking on water, don't we? Yeah, because we know we are that. We are that. So you have the courage to grow beyond what was, beyond those old patterns, those old identities, those old narratives. You have the strength to release what no longer carries your name. You have the faith to walk into to what Spirit has already prepared for you. And guess what? You don't walk alone. The Christ leads your way. And this morning in the class, in the Walk Your Talk class, we learned that we don't have to think of in terms of being alone. We have each other. You have an abundance of support in just this congregation. You do not walk alone. Sometimes the most powerful spiritual work we can do is to let go of what we no longer need. Not in a dramatic way, not in a forced way, but in a conscious, loving way. Life accumulates. It accumulates objects. How many have a house full of stuff? I put my hand down, I don't want anybody to know that. Yeah, life accumulates objects, obligations. How many have obligations to do things for others or yourself? Yeah, yeah. How many have outdated beliefs? Yeah, yeah. You know, well, emotional residue left over from some things that may have happened in the past. Even an identity that you've outgrown. Some of you may be empty nesters, and you're feeling a loss of that chick you just kicked out of the nest. Yeah, yeah, it happens. Over time, these things layer quietly on the soul. They layer quietly on the soul, releasing unnecessary stuff. It's about clearing a space so the next expression of the Christ or the Spirit in you has room to move and breathe and generate those creative ideas. That's what it's all about. So, when we have the courage to grow beyond what was, know you are not losing anything essential. You're making a sacred exchange. We release what has completed its purpose. You know, sometimes we barricade that in, don't we? We keep holding on to that. You have anybody that tells you the same story every time you meet them? It's the same story over and over. Woe is them. We release what has completed its purpose, and we welcome what aligns with who we are becoming. You are becoming. Your life is unfolding as you surrender to your spirit within. So when we clear a drawer or a closet or a schedule or a mental pattern, you're really clearing a pathway for new life to flow. Yeah. The act of releasing, it becomes prayer in motion. A physical affirmation that says, I trust abundance of spirit more than I trust the comfort of clutter. That's a good affirmation. I've been saying that all week because I got winter stuff, summer stuff, and stuff everywhere. But I've been affirming this for a couple of days now, and my spirit is saying, yes, we're ready to move. So say it to yourself if you have anything that you're trying to clear out. I trust the abundance of spirit more than I trust the comfort of clutter. Let's say that together. I trust the abundance of spirit more than I trust the comfort of clutter. And mean it. Let that soak in. Kind of work with that. And here's a deeper truth that I want to give you before I close. It is that unnecessary stuff isn't just physical. Sometimes it's stories we keep retelling. Sometimes it's the role we keep playing long after it served its purpose. Releasing these inner weights requires courage, but it also brings profound relief. And as we let go, we discover that the spaciousness is not emptiness, it's full of possibility. Full of possibility. It is Spirit meets us in open places, in that spaciousness. And grace, which is the love of God, fills in the gaps. And we realize that what was never our security. It was simply familiar. Our true security is in the presence and the power within that guides us forward. Yeah, I trust the abundance of spirit more than I trust the comfort of my man. So let's take a deep breath and let's prepare ourselves, because for any spiritual work, do the preparation. Get yourself centered. Get yourself in that spaciousness spot. And then feel yourself going through the flow. So let's begin first with the Lord's Prayer to set the mood of the work we're going to do inside this morning. So let's affirm it together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now take a deep breath and let's settle into this moment. Inhale deeply. And exhale. Breathing in peace and breathing out anything that feels heavy. Allow your mind to quiet. Allow your heart to open. As you breathe, imagine a gentle light forming at the center of your being. A warm, steady glow of divine presence that has always been within you. Feel that light growing. That light is not hurried, it simply is. That light is pure, loving, spacious. Let it become your focus. Right here, right now, you're standing in a peaceful space that represents your inner life. Look around within gently. Notice what feels crowded or outdated or unnecessary. It may be a physical object, a habit, or a memory. As you notice it, imagine holding that unnecessary stuff, whatever it is, in your hands with compassion. It served you once. It protected you once. It taught you something valuable. As you hold it, simply bless it. And with a gentle exhale, release it into the light. Watch it dissolve And as it dissolves, it's not thrown away, it's not rejected, but it's lovingly returned to pure potential. And as you feel that space glowing brightly, absorbing, know that that light in this moment, right here, right now, is flowing freely and brightly. Absorbing what was, allowing what is to begin to emerge. Notice how peace is beginning to expand within you. Notice how possibility rises, spirit filling every open space with new clarity and new guidance and new life. Affirm to yourself, I welcome the new good that spirit is unfolding in me now. Let that truth settle into your breath, your body, your awareness. One presence, one power, the great light within. Surrounding and enfolding you. And for the presence of what is, take another deep cleansing inhale and a soft, grateful exhale. You are free. You are spacious. You are guided. You are growing. And you bless what was and you release what no longer serves you. Full of gratitude, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for moving in and throughout us right here, right now, touching us. As we begin to acknowledge that where we were, we no longer need that space, and that we're moving on into higher ground. And for this, dear God, and for all things, for walking up with us, for holding us, hugging us when we need a hug, we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, and it is so, and so it is. Amen. Our affirmation this morning, on your inserts. First, we want to say it for ourselves. And then we'll say it for others, and then we'll say it as community. So together, I bless what was and release what no longer serves me. And for, bring someone to mind, hold an image of them, bring them in this very room. Someone you want to surround in the blessing of these words, and let's affirm this for them. You bless what was and release what no longer serves you. And as a sense of community for this spiritual community going out beyond our walls and to our government and all places, we say together, we bless what was and release what no longer serves us. And for this, we are grateful.